In a hotel lobby in downtown Wichita, football great Carl Mecklenburg juggles a few suitcases as he checks into his room. He's in town for a speaking engagement, but we're here to talk about his career, concussions especially. Mecklenburg played linebacker with the Denver Broncos for 12 seasons. He's what you'd expect from a retired football player. He's tall, with broad shoulders and a strong brow.
I started playing football when I was 10 years old. I grew up back in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Always loved the contact of the game. That's what attracted me to it.
Mecklenburg says he was always undersized, but his work ethic eventually got him to the National Football League. He played with some of the greatest football players ever, most notably his teammate, John Elway.
The shotgun, which is their basic formation, and Elway going for the bomb right at the outset. Throws, caught by Nateel. Touchdown!
From high school through the pros, Mecklenburg's experience with football was different than today. Concussions were rarely talked about, and instead of getting fines for hits to the head, the act was encouraged.
To play that game at the level that is played in college football and in pro football, you have to have a bit of recklessness in you. You have to have a high pain tolerance. You have to be somebody who's not concerned about the future.
That kind of mindset has caught up with him. Mecklenburg expected to have a limp when he retired, but not memory loss at age 53.
I have good days and I have bad days. There are times, you know, I turn on the shower and forget I had it on, or, you know, what, just stuff like that. My phone is full of pictures of hotel room numbers. And there's issues. I have real issues with names, too, and dates, and I've thought about getting involved in broadcasting, but trying to remember all those names, I could never do it.
The former linebacker is one of many retired athletes who share this experience, some much worse off than others. Mecklenburg says players he knew from his career have committed suicide over the effects of chronic concussions. He added his name to a recent lawsuit against the NFL, citing they knew the dangers of concussions but kept them secret. The weight room at Wichita East High School is filled with football players, despite the rest of the school being vacant for the summer. In a room beside the loud clinking of weights, their head coach, Brian Byers, sits alongside athletic trainer Jennifer Hudson. Byers explains the approach the school takes with injuries.
Well, if we suspect a concussion or they've gotten hit hard, first thing we do is we contact Jennifer. She's usually somewhere within the vicinity, and then she'll evaluate them, and then we go with whatever her evaluation indicates we need to do. If it's at a game, they have to be checked by a doctor on the sidelines.
Coach Byers has been at Wichita East for 8 years, but has coached football for more than 30. He, like Carl Mecklenburg, remembers how the game used to be played.
I think for years that when a kid would get hit, you know, you just say they got their bell rung and you let them sit for a little bit, when you put them back in, nobody knew what the consequences were, and now you're finding out what they are.
The state of Kansas passed legislation in 2011 that requires any student athlete with an apparent injury to be looked at by a medical doctor before returning to play. Jennifer Hudson says these guidelines are in place not only to protect students from further injury, but also to keep them in class.
Addressing their academics is really an important thing, too, because that's the thing is we deal with adolescent brains that are still changing and growing, and they've got a long life ahead of them, so we want to make sure that they are taken care of all the way around.
Hudson says it's not just football. Athletes from all contact sports are experiencing concussions, oftentimes from their heads hitting the ground. Whichever sport, it's often not the first concussion that's dangerous. It's a series of them, especially when the brain hasn't had time to heal.
If they can't sit in a classroom all day, there's no way that they need to be out on the field practicing. And then once they are symptom-free, then it's a very gradual process. First day, we just have them run for a little while. Make sure that we don't reproduce symptoms, and then it progresses from there.
For medical professionals, the difficulty with concussions is that there are rarely any external symptoms. Steve Lauer is a pediatrician at the University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City. He has a unique specialty. He works with adolescents who've experienced concussions outside of sports.
What we're finding out more and more is that many, many concussions are just a result of everyday life. People who take falls, car accidents, all kinds of trauma that occurs normally in life can result in concussions.
Dr. Lauer says he's treated everything from a child running into bleachers to someone getting kicked by a cow. The adolescent brain, which isn't fully developed, is at an even greater risk for brain damage. He says no matter how you get a concussion, the danger comes when you have one after the other. That's when short-term symptoms, like dizziness, headaches, and depression, can turn into long-term symptoms.
About 80 to 90% of concussion symptoms resolve on their own over a month. For an individual, as they have repetitive concussions, that recovery pathway slows down. And the worry is that at some point, those symptoms cross a line from something they recover from to something that's caused permanent alterations in their brain and therefore long-term symptoms.
Concussion rates among high school athletes have doubled since 2005. Lauer says that's not due to more injuries, but to more being identified because of increased awareness. Rehabilitation is like many other injuries. If you sprain your ankle, you stay off your feet. The brain is trickier. How do you rest your brain?
They shouldn't be texting. They shouldn't be playing video games. They shouldn't be on the computer very much. They shouldn't be reading. They need to rest. And I think we've just become much more specific about that and making the points to parents and students that they have to do this or they're at risk for those symptoms to continue.
The damage from untreated concussions has already taken its toll on athletes like former NFL player Carl Mecklenburg, but he says he'd do it all again, but with a bit more caution.
I would have still played, but I would have treated concussions very differently than I did. You know, if it had been a situation where I had a concussion, and I mean, I developed migraines from the concussions, and there were all these things going on when I was playing, I would have treated them much more seriously and taken the time and made sure that I was right before I got back on the field.
Just this week, a federal judge approved a preliminary settlement for more than $600 million, all of which will go to roughly 4,500 former NFL players. They all struggle with the lasting effects of concussions. This will include Carl Mecklenburg. For him, it wasn't about money. It was about making sure new generations of athletes are safe. When asked if he allowed his kids to play contact sports, he said of course, knowing that information about head injuries is now widely accessible. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.